If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hi. I just felt like sharing a thought with you guys. My podcast is not really something that I plan on doing. Like, I don't have anything like I sit and plan it out that I want to talk about this, I want to talk about this. My podcasts are just about what I am feeling in the moment. If something has triggered a thought that I feel like I want to share. So I was reading about a story about a woman who had a near-death experiences. A near-death experience. So as we might have read about those stories of people who had near-death experiences, how they feel like they need to make a change in their life, the way they have been living before having that kind of experience. Near-death experiences has changed a lot of people. Their perspective on life, the way they live, make up for the expectations of people, of family, of their spouses or whatever, and they don't really follow their passion. They don't follow the kind of life that they want to live. We always have this idea in our head that this is the kind of life I wish I had, rather than working on what I am working right now. I wish I would have been working on that. That would have been fun. What I'm doing right now is not fun. Those thoughts which occur in our head that I wish I could do that. When we look on someone's Instagram story, someone is traveling, or someone is making art, or someone is teaching in foreign countries, or someone is making their life, someone is shaping their life the way that their heart is driving them to. We feel the same thought that I wish I could do something that I want to do with my life. But a lot of things are there in our life that scares us. We have bills to pay, we have commitments, we have relationships and everything, and I am not trying to reduce the responsibilities that we have in our life, definitely not, but at the same time, sometimes we keep living life the way that we never want to. And those people who have had near-death experiences, they have a thought in their mind. It's a common thought of all those people who have had those experiences that I want to live my life the way I want to. Life is really, really like a thread, like a bubble, and I can pop anytime, I can die anytime, and I don't want to spend even a single minute in a way that will make me feel unhappy, that will make me feel that like I am not worth living this life. So all those people who had near-death experiences, when you have such an experience, it really, really pushes you beyond your thought process and makes you take that leap of trust, that leap of faith, that even if I don't end up being successful in what I want to do, it is worth a try. It is definitely worth a try. And I think it is just up to us that are we going to wait for that near-death experience in our life to happen so we can have that state of mind which can help us live the life the way we want to, or we are just going to wait, because not everybody is going to be even as lucky to have a near-death experience, to have that kind of enlightenment about life. Most of the people, not everybody gets to have a near-death experience, and I think it becomes a blessing in disguise when you come back from such an experience. A lot of people might not come back, and most of the people are not going to have those experiences which are going to help us make shift our perspective on life. So I myself, with the grace of God, I didn't have that experience, but at the same time, I am not going to wait for that experience for me to live my life the way I want to live my life. I may not become successful, and I might become successful. Time will tell. I don't know. Only thing I can do, what's in my hand, what's in my reach, is that I can make my effort. I can make my step. I can take my step, one step at a time. And each step, every day, every minute, every hour, is going to take me closer to the life that I want to live. And even taking a step towards the life that I want to have is an experience, is a victory every day, that I have done something that I want to do, that I want to experience, that I want to enjoy in my life. And unless I live my life like that, I think I wouldn't have my life any other way. I wouldn't. I am not going to let anything, any social pressure, any social norm, any kind of customs that a lot of different cultures have in our countries or in our world, that are going to stop me from having that kind of life the way I want to live. So it is up to us, I think, that we have to make a decision. It's a decision making process. Like every day we make a decision. We make a decision to eat. We make a decision to take a shower. We make a decision to put on our shoes. We make a decision to take off our shoes. We make a decision to tie up our laces, because if we don't, we will fall down. Living our life the way we want to live is a decision. We take it and then we follow it. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be appreciated, because majority of people are going to find it very uncommon. And whatever is uncommon, whatever is unfamiliar, whatever is unpopular, humans in general are afraid of it. Unpopular is scary for people, but what is unpopular for someone else might be the way of living for you, for which you are designed to live, for which you dream to live. that's something I wanted to share. The thought came just from reading an article regarding a woman who had a near-death experience, and I was about to go to sleep, but I felt like I should make this, I should share this thought with you guys. Good night, and damn, good night, people, good night.